Hi, Mom.
Hi, Jim.
All right, this week with Candice Coke from a show called Kevin Can F Himself, we did sushi.
Oh, that's one thing I do not like and do not want to try.
Did you ever try it?
No.
Well, then you don't know if you like it. Now, do you think I'm going to like it?
I don't think so.
All right, well, stay tuned. We're going to call you back after I try it for the first time with Candice Coke. We'll call you and see if I like sushi. It's time to start the show.
Okay.
I never had a plum or tuna fish.
Baby, no.
Let me try some new exciting dish.
Baby, no.
Bok choy, collard greens, pad thai. So many foods I haven't tried. I'm kinda scared to eat them. I won't lie. And let me tell you, I guess that's why I'm a baby now.
I'm just a baby.
I guess that's why I'm a baby now.
Baby mouth, baby, baby mouth.
Welcome to Baby Mouth. I'm Jimmy Smagula. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Baby Mouth Pod. You can follow me on Instagram at Jimmy Smagula. Please consider supporting so we can keep it going. There's a link tree on both of the Instagrams that I just mentioned, or you can Venmo me some money directly at Jimmy Smagula. I've gotten all of your Venmos. I've gotten your PayPals and your Patreons. I really appreciate it. You have helped me to buy this week sushi. Now, I have a little confession to make to you listeners. I have been hoping that one of my guests over the last 20-something episodes would have picked sushi, and no one ever picked it. I've been waiting for an email to come back from somebody to say, hey, I want to do sushi. And it took my guest and my friend of, I don't even know, 20 years maybe, to pick one of my most feared and most anticipated foods. She currently plays Detective Tammy Ridgway on Kevin Can F Himself. Have you watched the show? It's wild. It's half a multicam, half a single cam. I watched it. I loved it. It's so inventive. And my friend is so good on it. Let us welcome Candice Coke. Candice, welcome to Baby Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited that you're here. Now, how are you? You're up in Boston right now. You're shooting season two or season three, or what's happening?
Season two. We're shooting season two. We're almost, we're just about halfway done. We've got about 6 more weeks here.
Wow.
It just started getting nice weather-wise, so I feel like we're, you know, everyone's a little bit more joyful, which is great.
Yeah, because I saw your Instagram and I saw a lot of snow.
We had a lot of snow. We had a lot of like snowed in days. We had a lot of, I had to actually shovel my car. This is not something that I'm like.
No, we live in LA, people. Both Candice and I live in LA.
Yeah.
And we don't want to shovel anything.
I looked like an LA person trying to shovel a car out of a pile of snow with my sleeve and my Uggs.
Well, you didn't have a shovel?
No.
You couldn't go to the Home Depot or Lowe's or something and get a shovel?
There. My car was.
Oh, what a. You got to prepare ahead. Now, see, this is one thing that we don't do in LA is look at the weather. We don't look ahead at the weather because every day is 75. Today, it's like 88 degrees here.
Wow.
So you got to look at the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Before you go to bed, turn on the local Boston news and just see, like, what's the weather going to be like. If they're saying 10 to 12 to 14 inches of snow, go get yourself a little plastic. It doesn't have to be a big, heavy metal thing, because how long are you there for?
I'm here until about May 5th. I got here in January,
whoa.
So I'm here until about May 5th. Yeah.
And now where in Boston, without giving your exact address, but are you in the city of Boston? Are you on the outskirts?
No, I'm in between Boston. I can like jump on the freeway right here. It's about to get into town, 19 minutes.
Oh, great.
Easy breezy. And it's been great because I have been the voice of Comcast for the last couple months.
I didn't know that. I think I did remember you posting that.
Yeah. And so I can shoot over there. come home and then head to work, which is also 20 minutes the opposite direction. So I'm very central. I'm in a place called Milton.
Milton.
The interesting thing about Milton is that it's a dry town.
No.
It's right across the street is Dorchester, so I can go to the go there. But it's interesting because Milton specifically, I guess from way back in the day, they wanted to keep it very about their community. So there's no Starbucks, there's no McDonald's, there's no big corporation. No, it's great. I think it's great.
But I love Starbucks. I went there today for my shaken espresso with oat milk and two pumps of sugar-free vanilla. No classic.
Got it.
It's delicious. Have you ever had that drink?
I'm not a big Starbucks fan. I don't love coffee per se.
Okay.
So to add whipped cream and things of that nature to it, to me, doesn't make much sense.
So do you drink
tea? Maybe you'll challenge me to drink.
Yeah, right. We'll have you back and I'll make you drink a shaken espresso with oat milk and two pumps of sugar-free vanilla.
I'm like, I like teas. I like also just like flavored water.
Okay.
If I'm going to like have
with bubbles or no bubbles
in the morning, I prefer like hot water with lemon or warm water, sorry, not warm water, like regular room temperature water with a vitamin C pack or something with collagen in it. I like that to start my day. Or I like to start my day with a kombucha sometimes as well.
See,
because
here's the thing, people, if you don't know what Candice Coke looks like, go to her Instagram and look at her, because the things that she's describing totally are in line with what this human being looks like, which is that she's not from this planet. She is one of the most, and I've seen her with no makeup on. I've seen her glammed up. It's the same effect. You look at her, I mean, you have the most, even through the Zoom, 3,000 miles away, you have the most glowing skin. And you said, I just came from the gym. Like, so I understand why you're drinking hot tea with lemon, and I'm drinking three iced coffees in the morning to just get the engine started. But this is a great way to kind of segue into your food life. Are you a very healthful? I think the last time we got together, we went to like Joey's or one of those. We went to like a vegan restaurant.
Hugo's,
where they don't have any meat at Hugo. So are you vegan? Right. I don't remember.
I'm not vegan. I would love to be able to be vegan, but unfortunately, my blood type is meat eater. Like, I need to have meat in my system. If not, I get severely anemic.
Whoa. It's amazing you know that about your blood. I don't even know what blood type I am. What blood type is that? Can you share that? Or is that like
I'm O positive.
O positive. And O is the universal one. So you can give blood and anybody can use it. Wow.
Yes. But I specifically can't because of my anemia. So I can't even donate blood.
Oh, gosh. So you're probably eating beef. How are you getting your iron is what you need, right?
I mean, it's been a journey, which is why I'm so cognizant of what I put in my body.
Yes.
It's B12 is super important for absorption of all things, magnesium as well. So it's really the vitamin C packs that I take in the morning have everything in it to help my body absorb. But I do, I love grass-fed, like, you know, steak.
Yeah.
And at one point, my naturopath was telling me to eat almost raw calf's liver. Like, ooh, I was very Hannibal Lecter for a moment there. And I just couldn't take the texture. I just couldn't do it.
You have a naturopath? What does that mean? Like an empath?
Like a homeopathic, doctor or a naturopath. Like they homeopathic remedies in order to heal things.
Wow.
And he was like, I would really like for you to eat grass-fed organic raw baby calf's liver.
I would have gotten up and walked out and said, I would really like you to go fuck yourself, because there's no way. Now, look, I'm kidding. I'm half kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know that these things are probably really, you know, something I've been trying to incorporate into my diet is blueberries, because they say blueberries are like a super antioxidant, but I still have not really done it. And I've been wanting to do it for months. It's really hard to get in the habit of eating something new every day, I find for myself. Maybe just the way I'm built with food. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I found it interesting that you had such a variety of foods that you haven't tried yet.
Oh my God. So many, still so many things. I mean, to be here at 46 years old and never had sushi is kind of wild, but I'm literally afraid of it, because I even looked at a picture of the sugar fish. This is called the momentum box and the take me out box, and neither one of those is true.
Nizawa, trust me.
The trust me box. Now, I got the trust me light, because okay. the full, trust me, has two and three pieces of everything. This is the same thing. It just has one piece of everything. So it's good in case I don't enjoy.
You can taste it.
Yeah, if I don't enjoy, then I don't feel so bad like I'm wasting. But to be 46 years old and never had sushi, when you were growing up, did your family eat everything? Are you a I mean, other than the baby calf's liver, raw, which you can't fault anybody for not wanting to eat that. But were there other things that, were you introduced to all different kinds of foods? Or what did you eat growing up?
So I had the luxury of being raised Jamaican and Polish.
Wow.
So like authentically raised with that food in our diet. So my grandmother on my dad's side, which was Jamaican, like her food was off the charts, you know, incredible. But without knowing it as a child, like I ate oxtail, I ate curry goat, I ate obviously curry chicken and a lot of peas and lima beans and stews. And like, you know, we ate a lot of that kind of food with my grandmother on my dad's side. And then on my mom's side, which was Polish, we ate a lot of kielbasa, sauerkraut, pierogies made from scratch.
Delish.
So good. So good. So I guess I was never really, I've always been that kid, not kid, but I've always been the person that would be willing to try something new for the first time. Because I feel like if you go, oh, no, I don't like that, and you've never tried it, you're closing off a whole world of something.
Yes, and I've learned that it's a big visual thing for me. If I don't like, that's why the sushi looks scary, because it's orange, it's yellow, it's white. There's colors in there that I don't generally eat. I don't eat a lot of yellow things.
Interesting.
I'll eat a pepper, like a yellow pepper, but I don't eat a lot of yellow. No, I don't think I've even ever had squash. Have you ever had squash?
Not bananas?
That I
know of.
I enjoy a banana. I enjoy a banana delish. Yeah. I like bananas.
Okay.
But I didn't know oxtail. You know, I did oxtail for the first time, season one of Baby Mouth. And I was terrified of it. And there were big pieces of oxtail, the meat. And then in the center was a bone. And my friend was
that
like,
you suck the juice out of that, like has all the savory.
It was like a cold November night here in LA. It was like 48 degrees. It was cold for us, right? And my friend is an incredible cook, Jessica Gao. If you haven't heard that episode in season one, go back and listen. She cooked this incredible oxtail soup with potatoes and huge carrots. Yeah. And it was so good.
So good.
I didn't know was Jamaican.
Yeah, it's a very Jamaican meat to cook. I don't know if it's necessarily only Jamaican.
Right. But did you have an oxtail soup, or you have it some other way?
She did it in a stew. So she would and it was my birthday meal every year, which is my birthday's on Saturday.
Hey, happy birthday.
And I always get nostalgic. Thank you. she would make the stew, put the oxtail in the stew, and like she would roll dumplings, like handmade long dumplings, put the dumplings in, and then put lima beans in the stew. And then it was like a brownish reddish sauce, and it was just filled with flavor. It was incredible. And that bone is a dream.
You know, my dad is Slovak, so Polish food. I also a little bit, you know, mostly I truly was raised very Italian because my mom is very Italian. As everybody knows who listens to this podcast, my mom is on every episode. At the end, we discuss whatever I ate, and she's an extremely strong personality. So I was very much raised like a little Italian boy in New Jersey. So all of that food. But my dad, we would have kibasi, or we called it kibasi, which I don't think is the right.
Yeah, because that's how it's like spelled on the package in the supermarket. It's kielbasa.
But that delicious on a roll, a white Kaiser roll, and then pierogies, delish. I love that. I know.
Potatoes and cheese. It's
God, it's so good. So I know that kind of food, but I was not exposed to really much else than those things as a child. So it's been a great journey. This podcast has been really cool, but it's great that you were exposed to a lot of different kinds of food and you were never afraid to try anything.
Never afraid. And I also had the luxury of traveling a lot as a young person.
Oh, really?
And I think that when you go to different countries and different, you want to try like escargot. Like have you ever had escargot?
No. I should put that on. I think that's on my list. Is that a snail? What is that?
It's a snail. Yeah, snail.
I'll put it on the list. And who knows? I tried caviar and it was not for me, but it wasn't disgusting. It was just salty.
Right.
But escargot is a snail. And how do you eat that? Is that just on a cracker?
No, they put it's in the actual it's in the actual shell still, and they like pour like butter. It's butter, chai, it's everything, and garlic, and it sits in there. And then you take these little forks and you.
I like butter, chives, and garlic a lot, but I don't want to eat it out of the shell.
It's delectable.
That's like when I did sardines on this podcast and I opened up the tin and there were scales.
Yeah.
I talk about sardines every fucking episode on this podcast.
I love sardines and anchovies as well.
I never had anchovies. I never had them. I know Italian and I never had an anchovy.
Well, that's shocking.
And I don't eat a lot of fish, so I'm excited to see. I mean, I guess we should just get into this, but I want to ask you one more question because I've known you forever. Like, we have a great mutual friend, Laura Sheehy, my friend. Yeah. I love her so much.
Yes. And she's also a March baby.
Is she? When's her birthday?
It's March 29th. She's March 29th.
Okay, I got to put this all on my fucking iCalendar. But I think you started out as a dancer, right? Or you were a dancer, not maybe started out as one, but didn't you, weren't you like dancing in an Apple commercial? Like, I remember being like, Candy's booked an Apple commercial, and you were like dancing
back
in it.
In the day.
Did you ever dance with any artists in the beginning as well? Because you know RJ
you
and
know
Nick.
This?
I kind of remember, but it's all foggy. It's so long ago.
I'll make a long story short.
You don't have to. We have plenty of time.
I met Laura Sheehy dancing for the Knicks. She became one of my best friends from that moment. I was in college at the time. So we danced in the Knicks.
The New York Knicks basketball team, for those people like me who barely know what that is. Yes.
And I made such amazing friendships in that journey when I was there that they helped guide my dance career. I never had training before that, but had these beautiful women in my life that were like, here's how you do a double turn. Here's how you spot. Here's how you do this footwork. And then I had the opportunity to audition as one of my girlfriends, because back in the day, nobody was checking online casting. They didn't know.
Oh my God.
She had back surgery and she was like, why don't you just go to this Michael Jackson audition as me? And I was like, okay. And I went, and out of 300 women, I was one of the three women that were picked to dance for Michael. And then from that, I met my best friend, Jamie King, who took me under his wing, and I assisted him on very many different projects. And I had the luxury of dancing with Michael, Prince, Ricky Martin, Janet Jackson, Shakira. I've danced for like on screen content for Rihanna and Britney.
Why have we never sat around and me just asked you questions? Because
that would be annoying.
We're so lucky. You know, show business is really hard. It's really, really hard. But man, we get to have some experiences that are just their dream experiences, their dream come true, their bucket list experiences.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And we didn't have Instagram back in those days. Right. So it's like those moments for myself, I can only speak for, they're embedded in my DNA because I had to imprint it somehow. You couldn't even take pictures on the Michael Jackson job. Like,
wow.
Yeah, we had to sign NDAs and all the, as we did back in the day. There were no photographs. There were no cell phone selfies. So the archives are in my soul.
That's kind of beautiful. You know, I mean, it's a lot. Look, I love the Instagram. Who am I kidding? I love the gram.
Yeah.
Love it. But, you know, there is something beautiful to being like, no, that those memories are just, you know, like I think of my first Broadway show, The Full Monty, when I was 24. And like, I have some hard copy photos.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. I've taken pictures of those hard copy photos so they can go into my Google photos so I never lose them.
Totally.
But that's all
I
have.
That's crazy.
You know, that's all I have. I have those memories of rehearsal. I have those memories of putting that show together and opening night and my parents and all
of
those
days.
Yeah, I miss them too. I'm very nostalgic for the old days of New York.
Totally. Have you seen Tick, Tick, Boom?
I did and I loved it. What a love letter. What a love letter to the days when we were running around New York.
Exactly how it feels.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Like, crazy.
I was crying through the whole freaking thing.
Oh, ditto myself. I was by myself and I was like,
you got to come over when you get back.
Okay.
Enough
I will
already.
For sure.
All right. Let's dive in. Now, this is in a beautiful sugarfish sushi bag. It says Sushi Nozawa or Sugarfish by Sushi Nozawa. You know, I've met Nozawa. Mr. Nozawa
cool.
A couple times. Phil Rosenthal, who I did Bean and Cheese Burrito with season one, because I never had a Bean and Cheese Burrito. Do you know Phil Rosenthal? Did you ever hear of Somebody Feed Phil on Netflix? It's a big show. And he created Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
So
yes,
he
yes.
has a movie theater.
One of my mom's house. Favorite shows.
Oh, I'll tell him.
Okay. That's cool.
He has a movie theater in his house. So he has movie nights on Sunday nights.
Oh, yeah.
And we go. And it's always incredible people, a lot of food people, because he's such a foodie and he has a show about food. And that's Mr. Cool. Nozawa was there.
Oh, that's cool.
Sweet man. Wonderful man.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to try his sushi, which I'm afraid, because I've never really
Don't
had
be any. Afraid.
Okay. But this is in a beautiful bag. It has kind of a fish, beautiful design on it. Like a, I don't know, an etched kind of fish thing. All right, I'm going to go in the bag here. I haven't looked at any of this.
Oh, you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, it's heavy. All right, I'm glad we're getting into this soon because I feel like we're going to be eating for a while.
Okay, go for it.
All right, it's also in a gorgeous box. And I have to say, you know, I sometimes complain that things are expensive. I'll say, like, this was an expensive Caesar salad or whatever. This was not expensive. It was like $29 for the... light, the what's it called?
Trust it's a
Me
Box
price. Light.
Trust Me Light.
Yeah, Trust Me Light. All right, I'm going to open the box and see what we have inside. Ooh, I'm scared. Okay. All right. Beautiful. Oh, and it tells you everything. Okay.
Tells
so
you everything.
On the bottom of the box are some, all the different things. Edamame, and then I don't know what that is. Salmon sashimi.
Okay, so you've got your tuna sashimi.
Yes, I see that upper
like the,
left.
It looks like the red, but the oh, the box might be different. Let me get a picture of the box.
Oh, let me take, let me show really you the box here. All right.
I never get the light. I always get the other one.
Yeah, this is the light.
Hold on, let me see
Can
it.
You see this here?
I'm going to Google it so I can actually see what you're saying.
All right, don't worry too, because I edit, so we can always, you know, you could take your time. Oh, okay. There's no rush
okay.
here.
Let me see. Yes. Okay. So you've got the edamame. Okay. Yes. You've got the edamame on the right. Down right in front of the sushi rolls is your tuna sashimi.
Okay.
Then on the left are your single pieces of sushi. And then you've got your hand rolls in the center top.
All right. Now the things I feel, I've had a California roll once before. Is that sushi?
It is sushi, but with a California roll, unless it's done at a restaurant like Sugarfish, the crab is imitation crab. It's not real crab.
Because I didn't enjoy the California roll, and I never had another piece of even sushi.
It's not real crab. It's not real. Like,
all right, what do you think? Can I start with the edamame? Because it looks like peas in a pod, and I'll probably enjoy
it. Yes. Have you ever had edamame before?
I think I have, and I think I've enjoyed it. So
okay,
let
so
me
you,
have a little edamame.
You just want to eat the peas on the inside.
Right, I'm not
just
eating
the peas
whole
on the
pod.
Inside. No, squeeze it out.
Ooh, it's juicy. There's juice coming out. All right, here's the edamame.
It's a little salty.
I can't get that out. All right, try another one. Mmm. Okay. That's delicious. That's like a pea. Mmm.
Yes.
Oh, I like that a lot. You know what's odd? Oh, I have good. To say it almost tastes like mashed potatoes, which I know is very odd to say.
Well, peas and potatoes have a similar kind of texture slash. And the,
oh, I like that.
There's salt and butter on that. That's probably going to be that.
Now,
good.
It looks like there's tuna sashimi. Albacore belly. This is a big episode, people. I hope you've settled into whatever you're doing while you're listening, because there's a lot of shit here for me to listen to eat, and a lot for you to listen to. All right, it says there's, and I have all these sauces. I have a soy sauce. They gave me a little
a ponzu.
Dish.
Yep.
Yeah, I have a ponzu. I have all kinds of things. I don't know what that is. I don't know what any of this is.
All right, well, let's start. That's ginger.
Oh, ginger. All right. Now, what do you think I should start with, Candice?
I think you should start with the tuna sashimi. Now, what you're going to do is you want to open up your sauces. It's the red stuff in the front.
That is the scariest looking thing in the entire box, because that just looks like fish came out of the ocean, they peeled it off, and they put it in the box.
Okay, have one piece and then make a decision.
Can I dip it in anything or just raw?
Yes. You want to dip it in the ponzu and chives. So you've got the
little cases,
right? Open the ponzu.
All
yep.
right. I'm very nervous. All right.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, God. Okay. The ponzu's
what I want you to do is I want you to open the chives as well and like drizzle the chives on top of the tuna sashimi.
Okay. Here's the ponzu
Not
is
all
open.
Of them, just some.
I'm looking for the chives. Are these chives?
The
no,
green.
That's some kind of green sauce or something.
No, that's wasabi. Be careful.
Okay.
That's
See, I don't even know what that is. See, I don't even know what that is. It looked like a green sorbet. Okay.
This is so funny.
It's horrible. This is horrifying. I should have never started this podcast. I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, what is that? Oh, here's chives. All right. I recognize this as chives.
Okay. Great. Take a little bit of that and sprinkle that on top of the tuna sashimi, which is the pink fish that's on the bottom center.
I'm scared of this. Okay. Okay. And then dip it in the thing after?
Do you have your chopsticks?
No. There are chopsticks in here, but I'll tell you, let me tell you something. Oh, and there's a napkin. Thank God. For $29, they do give you a napkin and a wet wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I can't use chopsticks. I don't know how to use them.
Okay, so maybe you want to get a fork.
No, I'll try to use the chopsticks. I'll just try. It'll be okay. I'll try.
So I want you to take the tuna sashimi that's got the chive on it and dip it into the ponzu sauce.
Okay, I'm putting the chives on the, whatever this is, tuna sashimi, which is just raw. The other things in the box have a nicer presentation. You know what I mean? This looks like it's just a ball of raw.
I understand fish. That, but it's delicioso.
All right, so I've got my chopsticks. The chives have been presented onto the sashimi. I'm going to take a piece of this if I can get it with these fucking chopsticks. Okay. Oh, almost. All right.
Yeah.
It's going to take a second. It's okay. We can edit. We can do a lot of things. All right, I got a piece. Ooh. All right, I have a piece.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to dip this in the ponzu, and I'm going to quickly eat it before it falls off the fucking sticks. Here I go. First time tuna sashimi with Candy's Coke, star of Adam Can F Himself on AMC, among other shows.
Kevin, but I like Adam.
What did I say? Oh, God, please help me. Star of Kevin Can F Himself. I'm still holding the sashimi. It's a miracle. Here I go.
Stop stalling.
Mmm.
You see how fresh that is?
That is so interesting. Let me tell you something. That tastes like my childhood at the ocean.
Oh, interesting.
I'm having like a bizarre emotional response to that. It tastes like I'm 12 years old at the ocean with my Uncle Artie. That is so odd.
That's so cool.
But you know what's interesting? It's soft. You barely have to chew it. It's like a little fish cloud.
Like butter.
It's like butter. I'm going to have another piece.
Yes.
Tuna. What is this called?
It's tuna sashimi.
Tuna sashimi. And the ponzu sauce.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm having another piece. I can't believe it. Mmm. I got to tell you, I think I like that.
That's cool. I love that.
I'm shocked. Mmm.
You're going to like that, yeah.
Buttery and soft like a cloud. Like, I'm shocked. It looks
I'm so happy you're enjoying
terrifying
that.
To me. And I thought it was going to taste extremely fishy, as fishy as it could taste. There's a hint of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where they catch this tuna.
So the reason why I chose sugarfish for you is because when it comes to sushi, they're the best. Like, they're the best. They get the best fish. They're not I don't want you to try sushi for the first time from some random restaurant that you never know what you're going to get. But I knew that with this specific restaurant, it was going to be worth it.
I'm so surprised that I really, all right. So that's one. So I've had two items out of, I don't even know how many, many, many more items. Now, what do you think I should try next? Because that was a success. So far, love the edamame, love the tuna sashimi.
Okay, let's try the Nozawa style shrimp sushi with the toasted sesame. There's one piece. It looks like a shrimp.
Yes, yes. I like the rice. Yes. Now, can I pick this up with my hands? I'm supposed to do chopsticks.
Yeah, you can.
All right. And any kind of sauce with this?
You can put, is there toasted sesame already on top of it?
Or yes, there is. A little bit. No, I see the toasted sesame on there.
So just give a little dip of that into the soy sauce.
All right. Soy sauce coming in, which by the way, I never have soy sauce with my other Asian kinds of foods that I eat. I never have this.
No, you wouldn't want to.
So I'm excited. I would not normally put it. All right. Oh, this is good. You know, you can kind of put the sauces in this little tray so they don't ruin my laptop.
Yes, that's the point of the tray.
There you go. Who knew? Thank you, Candice. You could have told me that 5 minutes ago. All right, here I go. What is this called again? It's on a beautiful piece
of shrimp.
This is a shrimp?
Yes.
Sashimi too or no?
No, that's shrimp sushi. So sushi is when it is on rice.
Oh, well, this is on a beautiful rice.
Sashimi is when it's just the fish.
Here I go, shrimp sushi. on rice.
That's right.
And I'm dipping it in the soy sauce. And I'm going to put this whole entire thing in my mouth.
You can bite it in half or shove the whole thing, whatever.
I like shrimp. I'd be surprised if I didn't like this. Here I go.
Get into it.
Mmm. Oh, I love that. Oh.
Oh, good.
Are you kidding? Wait a minute. Mmm.
This is so much fun for me to watch you eat something for the first time.
That, oh my God, that is so good. I'm freaking out. I want 20 of those. Mmm.
Love it.
Can I just get shrimp sushi for the rest of that? It's like delish, buttery, with the soy sauce.
Oh
my God. I wish there was more of that. I only got one piece of that.
That's what you get for getting the light box.
I shouldn't have done light. Mm. Oh, that's so good. I'm 3 for 3. And, you know, look, I'm looking at the other things. They do look scary. So let's not, but if I like tuna sashimi, that was the scariest looking. All right. What do you think you're next, Candice? Because we're on a roll here.
Try the, so I like the hand roll, the Toro hand roll. So it should be wrapped in sushi and seaweed.
Yes. There's 4 rolls each. One has a darker fish and one has a lighter fish.
So one might be the Dungeness crab.
Okay.
The lighter fish is the Dungeness crab. Okay. The darker is the Toro.
All right, great. So Toro. Now, is Toro a kind of fish? I've never heard of that.
It's also a different kind of tuna.
Okay. Here it is. That looks
so it's
like
tuna as well.
Yeah, that's good. That Look is at how tuna. Beautiful. Yes. It's in some black seaweed. Now, do I dip it's, this yeah. in anything?
You can dip it in. That's the way. That's the
Toro roll.
Hand roll. You can dip that in whatever you float, what floats your boat. You can dip that in the ponzu or the soy sauce. But what you also might want to do, wait, before you do that,
no, I'm not doing anything.
Take a piece of the ginger.
Ginger.
Take a piece of the ginger.
Okay. Getting the ginger. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot here. Big box and a small desk.
Yeah, just
ginger. Okay.
Just put like one piece on top of it.
It's now so dip it beautiful, in the soy people. Sauce. I know. Oh, fell right out.
So beautiful.
The laptop. It's so beautiful. I'm sorry this is only a podcast. I know a lot of you people want me to do video, but listen, I have celebrities like Candice on my show, and it's hard to get people to I mean, Candice doesn't need hair and makeup, but not everybody looks like Candice. So it's hard for people to, I'm sorry, but it's true. All right. Toro roll in seaweed with one slice of ginger on top. First time.
Dip it
into ponzu. I'm gonna do. Yeah. Oh, you want soy or ponzu? What do you think?
Whatever you want.
I'm gonna do ponzu. I don't really know the difference, but we'll do ponzu.
Okay.
All right. Here I go. I don't know about this one now. I'm just saying. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Maybe throwing off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's. Wow. Okay. That's a stronger flavor than the other things I've eaten.
Stronger because of the seaweed or the tuna?
I think the ginger is strong, and I don't think I like ginger.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm
fair.
Not sure if I do or not, but I don't think I do.
Okay.
Ooh.
The ginger is tangy. It's the spicy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not for me, whatever that is.
Okay,
that
great.
That one's not so for me. California tuna roll in seaweed? Mm-hmm. That's not for me.
Okay. That's fair enough. Then try the hand roll the crab.
I think it was the ginger, Candice. Just to go back to that tuna roll for a minute. I think it was the ginger that threw me off. I think no more ginger for me.
I think you're right.
I'm tasting a lot of ginger.
So then try the
crab one?
The Dungeness. Yeah, with no ginger and a soy sauce.
All right. Oh, good. We'll do a different sauce. All right. Here comes crab. This is like an epic podcast. I've only ever done one food with. I did two foods. I've never done 12 different. This is epic. I hope the people are settled in. Candice, how much time do you? You don't have to go anywhere, do you? Because I got like 9 more.
No, I've got.
Great. We're good, people. Settle in. I hope you're on a long drive or it's a Sunday and you're sitting on your couch because this is epic. Okay. Soy sauce Dungeness crab roll in the same black seaweed. We're going to see. That tuna one didn't go. I didn't go far. All right. Let's see. Here I go.
Okay. I love this one.
It's got a sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sweet. I don't love it. I like this one better than the tuna. But if we were out, when we go to Sugarfish, when you come home, I'm not going to be like, give me those rolls. I don't like the rolls so much. I like the tuna sashimi.
He creates whatever you don't get to really order what you want.
Oh, is that true?
That's kind of, so the box is, unless you have a food allergy, you're getting what he's giving you.
You mean this box was just made up today?
No, they're specific. They make them up. They're like, that's consistent. but they sometimes add different things. They sometimes put a special in there. And unless you have a food allergy, you can't substitute.
You know what? That's actually pretty good. It's not horrible. Neither of those things are horrific. I just don't love them.
I understand. That's totally fair.
Now, I have another piece of fish here. I think it's albacore belly that has sesame seeds on it.
Oh, nice. So that's I think that's the sushi, the salmon.
Yeah.
Salmon. Is it orange?
Yeah, it's orange. Is that salmon? See, I don't
know. That's the salmon. Yeah.
All right. Now, I've had salmon before, but never raw. And I didn't love it. But let's try it. Should I dip this in a sauce as well?
Soy sauce.
Soy sauce. Okay.
Yeah.
Salmon sushi on the rice. Which I guess
is there lemon? Do they give you lemon also?
I don't see any lemon.
Okay, then you didn't get one that needed a lemon. Okay, you're good.
No, no lemon. All right, here I go. Salmon. Okay. I don't know about this. This looks very fishy. Okay.
You'll be okay.
That is so good. You know what's shocking? It's what? The texture. The texture is new to me. It's like no other texture because it's like a little pillow. That's the only way I can describe it.
It's so tender. It's so like it melts in your mouth.
Oh my God.
Again, not all sushi places are going to be that way because the fish and the quality that he's getting is so fresh that you're getting the best fish.
Now I have two other sushi things and then we did it all.
Yes. I think you have a yellowtail, which is one of my favorites.
Let me see. What color is it? It's kind of pink, but there's this one.
That's yellowtail.
And then there's also this one. They're kind of similar looking.
That's the yellowtail. And then the other one, I believe, is hirami.
Or is it ngawa?
What? I'm like, what? Are we speaking Japanese now?
Is it hirami? I don't know. There's so many things on here.
You have the yellowtail and you have the hirami. And with the hirami, you want to just do the ponzu sauce.
So should I do the hirami first?
Right, which is the light pink one.
The lighter pink. Okay, yeah. In ponzu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here I go, hirami. I've never even heard the word hirami before in my life. Is that a fish? I never even heard of it.
Yes, it's a fish. It's a fish.
All right, here I go, hirami in soy sauce. It's falling out of my hands. I'm burping. All right.
Ponzu sauce.
It's in ponzu. That is I can't believe I like this. Oh, I'm going to live forever eating the sushi.
I try to be good sometimes and take the fish off the rice because I'm trying to be healthier. So for the last one, since you've had the rice with all of them, for the yellowtail, I'm going to ask you to put some chive on it, take it off the rice,
and just
eat it by itself with the soy sauce, let the fish melt on your tongue.
So you think the yellowtail is like, this is one of the stars of the show, the way you're pitching it to me?
I like yellowtail. My boyfriend makes yellowtail sometimes. Yeah.
And you know, it's like 8 kernels of rice, by the way, Candice. It's not like it's 4 pounds. You could eat the fucking rice. It's like 4 kernels. You're like trying to be
good. Everything counts.
No wonder why your skin is glowing through the Zoom. Okay.
Oh my God.
I put the chives on this yellowtail.
Yes.
You look so jealous. All right. And I'm doing soy or ponzu?
Yes. Soy.
Soy on this one. Yellowtail and soy with chives, no rice. Candice Coke, first time. You like my intros?
Love it.
Isn't this the best podcast? It's so much
fun. This is so fun. I'm having so much fun watching you.
And I have to tell the listeners, Candice texted me earlier today and she's like, all right, what do I have to do? Do I have to do any research? Do I have to prepare? And I'm like, no, just, you don't even have to put on fancy clothes. Like, just come in your sweatpants and just guide me through eating this entire box of sushi. I love this podcast. It's so much fun. It's a joy in my life to do it. All right, I'm sorry. Here it is. Here I go. Yellowtail soy sauce with chives. No rice. We're being good.
Hit it. Yes.
I mean, it doesn't have a fishy taste. How can that be?
I don't know. I feel like cooked fish tastes fishier than raw fish.
I wish I liked those rolls, but maybe Bridger, my boyfriend. By the way, my boyfriend Bridger, he went to Sugarfish and picked this up for me today because I've had a crazy day. So I just want to say thank you, Bridger. That was very nice of you to do that for me and get me this Trust Me box. Mm. I mean, first of all, let me just go back and say this was a huge success. I feel like I want to go to Sugarfish now. I could go there for dinner and not be scared and full of shame that I've never had sushi and I'm afraid of it.
Yeah.
And this kind of sushi, which is really, it's kind of all sashimi in a way, right? Because it's raw.
Yeah. Well, all sushi is raw. Unfortunately, what restaurants do is they'll give you cooked sushi rolls because as a culture, America, we've changed the, you know, But sushi like that is all supposed to be raw.
I can't believe the texture of it. I am. Let me just tell you, I'm not often that surprised with foods that I haven't eaten before. I kind of go like, oh, pad thai is this. I'm going to like that. Pho. I never had pho. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, oh, it's a beautiful soup with meat in it. I'm going to like that. I truly, I am beyond shocked that I like this sushi. I really didn't think I was going to like it because it looks so outside of the realm of my food box that I, you know, the colors, but the texture is so interesting and it's so comforting. And I mean, this sounds very weird, but almost calming in a way.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Do you feel calm when you, when's the first time you ate sushi? Can you remember?
Yes, I actually can. I was at my friend Stacy Smith's house.
All right, Stacy Smith.
I was probably, Stacy Smith. We used to do gymnastics together. I was probably in eighth grade and her mom ordered sushi for everybody. And I was like, Miss Smith, yeah. And I was like, who the fuck eats this shit? I was like, this is, I am not, but I was at someone else's house and I was raised to say, if somebody puts food, you better finish your plate.
Wow.
Don't be rude. Yeah. And so they had sushi and I was like, yikes. And I was, you know, I was like, let me just, it's not going to kill me.
Yeah. Let me be polite and try it. And not like me who goes, I don't want to eat that. And I would sit there and not eat it.
Yeah. And I ate it and I was just, I was pleasantly surprised. And I think years went by until I was an adult living in New York City going, I remember sushi. That was good. I liked that. And then started eating sushi on a regular basis. Also, you know what? You know what also helped me? Also probably pushed me in the direction? The Breakfast Club. That in the movie where Molly Ringwald brings her lunch to school. And he goes, what is that? And she goes, it's sushi. And he's like, raw fish. And she's like, can I eat? And he goes, I don't know. Can you? And then just like, I just remember that too. And like, I put that with also being sophisticated and bougie, like sushi with like high
class. Sushi is very
bougie.
It does feel that. Is there anywhere in America that you wouldn't, like, do you only eat sushi close to the coast or can I go to Kansas and get good sushi? Because it feels like this is extremely fresh and it's not a diss to Kansas or the middle America. And you can always write into babymouthpodcast@gmail.com if you have a comment, if you're from, because I know a lot of people all over the world listen to the pod, but it feels like you got to be close to the fish to eat it because it's got to be fresh.
You've got to either be close to the fish or it has to be like a restaurant that's well-known enough where you know they're getting fresh fish delivered from wherever.
Yeah.
They're not getting secondhand fish. So yeah, there are places where I would technically not have sushi, especially at a gas station. Okay.
Oh my God, they have sushi at gas stations?
Oh yeah, like at 7-Elevens, you'll get like the prepackaged stuff.
Oh
no.
No. Can you get very ill from this kind of fish? Probably.
You could if it was, you know, left out for too long or it wasn't fresh or there were parasites in it. But those are the risks you take with sushi. But I also know that when you're getting it from a high-end place, again, they're getting the fish from a source where they consistently had no problems. Look, every once in a while, you're going to get food poisoning off of a shrimp or pasta
or chicken
anywhere.
Yes, so, I had horrible salmonella poisoning from chicken twice in my life. One's from the Cheesecake Factory, if you want to send me a gift card, because I threw up for 12 hours Cheesecake Factory from the chicken and biscuits entree, and I never ate another entree there again. I only get the cheesecake now.
I have become a little bit of a food snob in my life because I feel like, you know, as an adult, I don't buy myself shoes anymore. I don't buy myself fancy clothes anymore. I spend my money on a dining experience because, like, I feel like you dine with your friends. You have great conversations over food, and it's really like, if I'm going to do that, let's indulge and let's have a beautiful meal. And
oh, I love that.
Like what you just did, like what I watched you do when you were like, oh my God, like that to be shared with friends.
Yes. And I always say this to every guest, like, and you, not every guest is a friend of mine, but you happen to be an actual friend of mine. I will think of you now every time I eat sushi for the rest of my life because you got me to eat it first. And that's beautiful. You know what I mean? You got to introduce me to a new experience. And that's so cool. And it opens up your mind. And now I'm not afraid to go to Japan on vacation because I can eat this every day. It's delish.
Totally. It's delicious.
What's the last beautiful dining experience that you had that you can remember?
I mean, there's so many moments because I tend to seek out fun restaurants that I've never tried anything at first, but a full dining experience for me is one, being surrounded by people that are amazing, yes. great conversation. Yes. The atmosphere is also very important, meaning like I prefer a dinner to a lunch. That's just me, because yes. if the lights are down, there's candles, there's some music. Or,
yes.
I love wine with my food. I like to pair it properly. I like to educate my palate, I would say, you know,
wow.
so I like to listen. Yeah, it's super like I love the taste of wine. I love to smell and eat at the same time, because you're getting the full experience of eating your food.
Oh my God. You and I should eat every meal together. You like to educate your palate. That's the opposite of me.
Well, no, but that's what you're doing.
I know, but I'm saying up until starting this podcast, that was the opposite of what I wanted to do. I never wanted to educate my palate. I just wanted to eat things I knew I would enjoy.
That's so interesting. What's your birthday?
January 15th, Capricorn.
So you're Capricorn. But that's also very creature of habit.
Oh, are you into the horoscope? I don't know that.
Of course I am.
Wait,
astrology,
what is it now?
Everything.
Leo? No.
We're in Aries. Aries
and that's,
season.
And Aries, I think, are good people.
We are, but like we could come off bossy at times.
Yeah, I have a friend who just had her birthday. She's definitely comes off bossy, but then you get to know her and she's...
Aries started yesterday.
Oh, well then maybe she was... Oh no, she's yesterday.
She's a Pisces.
She's yesterday.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
That was my sister. Yesterday. That's so funny.
Wow.
Yeah. So Aries are, they're first of all, they're the child sign of the zodiac. It's the first sign. So we're the babies of the zodiac, which is also probably why we like to play and like try new things. And wow. I'll wear that outfit because I want to. And like, but also we can be like a little, if you think about children on a schoolyard, we're also the ones going, no, you come with me because I know what's going on. Like, I'm right. A little bossy. But we mean well. Like we're only bossing you around because we experience something that's so fun. We want to share it with you.
And do you know about all the signs or just Aries? Like, have you had your charts done and you know your rising and all that? Because I don't know anything about it. I just know I'm Capricorn.
I know all that stuff. We can do that at another time. But
yes.
No, but you're a leader sign also. So I get along with lots of cats because they are leader signs. But the Capricorn is your sun position. You are, work.
I love to work.
Love to work. Also, feel things very deeply. Sometimes are not sure how to communicate those feelings.
Absolutely.
There's a little bit of fear around expressing yourself about how much you do feel for fear that you'll be misunderstood or no one will love you for your full self.
Oh my
That's
God.
What I've learned from my Capricorn
guy. Oh my God, I love
so
this.
Much.
I just got like a free astrological. If anybody out there needs an astrological reading, go follow Candice on Instagram. Slide into those DMs.
Or go to astrologyguy.com with one of my best friend's boyfriends who he will put it together for you. I get readings with him on a regular basis.
I love that. Well, Candice, I tried the sushi. Mm-hmm. I love the sushi. I don't love the roll thing that much. Mm-hmm. Not horrible.
I think you might not like the seaweed.
I don't think I like the seaweed. There's a different taste. But all of the other things, which were edamame, tuna sashimi, yellowtail, and something I never heard of with an H, harami.
The harami.
And the salmon with the sesame seeds. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Go watch Kevin Can F Himself. Kevin. I almost said Adam again. Can you believe that?
Adam's my brother-in-law, so I
go watch Kevin Can F Himself. It's such a fun show.
Yes,
you're
please.
So good on it. Go
Thank
watch
you.
Magnum PI. She's on it. She was in Hawaii. Instagram. Look, I'm working in Hawaii. I was like, Candice, don't post too much. You're not going to have any friends. Well, Candice, thank you so much for coming on to Baby Mouth. And like I said, I'll think of you every single time I have sushi from now on.
I can't wait. I'm so glad we did this. This is so fun. I love you too. I'll be back in like a couple weeks and then we will definitely go out together for dinner, for a dining experience.
I can't wait. Thank you,
Candice. Love you. Mwah.
It's time to talk to Lois, my mom from Jersey. Can she get on Zoom?
No, thank you.
Here comes Lois. Here comes Lois.
Okay.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
I think you were maybe trying to go in too fast.
Maybe.
Oh, we have all this new equipment here. I don't even know really why.
Oh, it sounds really...
too loud?
No, it sounds... Yeah, clear. It's good.
Oh, that's good. You always sound good, and you're just on your iPhone headphones.
Yeah,
and
right.
You sound better than half the guests I have.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. Well, I tell my guests...
They must be nice earphones you sent me.
They're like not. They're just the iPhone earphones.
I know.
You know, the basic earphones, but they sound great. They're very good quality.
Well, I have a loud voice, so.
I know. Well, loud we both, speaking voice. I know. I think that's why I'm such a good singer, because you were very loud growing up. And so to answer you, I would yell back because, we don't really talk. We just kind of yell.
Yell.
Yeah. You know.
But as I always say, that's my voice.
Oh, you always say that. I'd say, why are you yelling? You'd say, I'm not yelling. That's my voice.
That's my voice.
Always. How's your day going today?
Oh, good. Violet came over to visit because she hasn't been here all week because her mommy's home.
Your granddaughter.
Yes. And she fell asleep on the couch.
Oh.
And now Kieran's coming because he loves playing outside here.
How old are they now? 5 and 3?
Yeah, they'll be 4. They'll be 6 and 4 real soon. Wow. June and July.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Getting older.
I know, they're getting big.
Yeah, they're very big. Kids grow quick. I'm so glad I don't have my own.
And they're so super. They're super smart.
Yeah, they listen to they pick everything up, kids.
I know. They're like human sponges.
Yeah, human sponges. Exactly. Well, this week we did with my friend Candice Coke. She's on a show called Kevin Can F Himself. That's the title of the show. It's on AMC. Now, have you ever watched anything on AMC?
AMC, isn't that like all the old movies?
I think it used to be. I think it's maybe American Movie Classics, AMC.
Yeah, I think it's like real old movies.
But not anymore. Now they have kinds of shows. Yeah, well, because this is not an old movie. This is a television show. And she's a young woman. But we had, for the first time, I ate sushi.
Oh, my grandchildren, everyone, they all like sushi.
Really? Kieran and Violet eat sushi?
Yeah, but they don't eat really sushi. They eat like, it's not bread. I don't know what they eat, but it's not
bread.
Really sushi. Not bread. I don't know what it is.
You're talking probably about edamame.
No, they like that, but they always order something. They say that it's sushi, but it's really not. No, not edamame. Something else. I don't know what they eat, but I know Reese, they like it.
Very confusing conversation. Your grandchildren eat sushi, but it's not really sushi.
I forget. If they were here, I would ask them. They would tell me.
And it's some kind of a bread.
No, it's not bread. I don't know what it is.
Now, what about your own personal experience with sushi?
No, I'm not eating that. No.
Did you ever try it?
Nope. I'm not
You've
going
You've never tried it in your whole life?
Nope.
Why wouldn't you try it?
I just don't like it. I don't like the way it looks. I don't like it. And I'm not trying it.
But you like fish.
Yeah. In fact, tonight we're having flounder.
And how do you make that fried?
Well, I found a recipe in the paper. It's with your lemon zest, and you put grated cheese and breadcrumbs, and you put it in the oven. It's delicious because we had it once before.
Baked flounder, that sounds
baked.
Like.
Yes, it's baked.
And what do you serve that with?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Potatoes?
You might serve it with rice or potatoes. I don't know.
Rice would be good.
Yeah.
But you never even try. Have you ever gone to a sushi restaurant?
Nope.
I mean, what would you do if somebody invited you out to a sushi restaurant?
I would decline because I'm not eating that.
Okay.
If they had another kind of food there also, then I'd go.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they have tempura, which is all fried, which you would like.
What did you have?
Oh, Mom, I had a thing. It's called Sugarfish, the restaurant, and it's very famous. Restaurant. There's many of them, but it's like the best sushi that you can get. So I got this thing called the Trust Me Box, which means you have to trust them, and they just put in the freshest fish that they have that day. So I had yellowtail, I had tuna sashimi. It's all just raw. And some of it, like the sashimi, the tuna sashimi, is just raw. It's all pink, just raw fish. And then the yellowtail, there was shrimp, there was salmon on a little bed of rice, white rice. And then I had rolls that were wrapped in seaweed, a tuna roll and another kind of roll. I can't remember what it was. I didn't like the rolls because I didn't like the way the seaweed tasted. But the rest of it was delicious.
Oh,
The tuna sashimi, which was the scariest looking.
Well, I love tuna, but I wouldn't like it raw.
No, but listen, it looks so scary because it's just raw, just pink.
Isn't it slimy when you eat it, jelly?
No. It's not slimy, it's not shelly, and it's not even chewy. That was the biggest surprise. I thought it was going to be a texture of like, it literally melts in your mouth. It melts in your mouth.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You should try it. Well, don't you want to try some things?
No, too old. 540.
No, but the fact that you're old, doesn't that make
you... When you're old and then... your stomach changes and then you get all kinds of problems.
No, but you're not going to have any problems from having sushi. It's so delish.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you liked it, but
you should try. And even the raw shrimp, it was delicious. They put sesame seeds on it.
Yeah.
And you put it as either a ponzu sauce or a soy sauce.
Oh.
Do you like soy sauce?
No.
Okay.
You don't know. I don't like anything, really.
It's just so funny because...
just boring.
Well, I knew you were a baby mouth, but I never really thought about my father being even worse than you.
Oh, he doesn't like anything. But he's been like that from day one. I mean, it's not like he changed.
It's just, I don't know.
Anything.
Doing this podcast and trying all these foods has made me see, like, millions and millions of people around the world love sushi.
And yes.
I never even tried it because I was afraid of it. I didn't like you said, the way it looked. I didn't like the way it looked. I didn't like it. But then you try it and you go, now I know why millions, tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions of people around the world like sushi. They love it because it's delish.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but it's not for me.
Well, you don't know if it's for you because you never tried it.
I know, but I don't think I would try it.
Now, our listeners are very interested to know, how's it going with the air fryer in the last episode?
Well, the air fryer is still in the box.
Oh, why haven't you just tried it?
I didn't try it. I've been busy, like with Easter coming up, and I'm cleaning the back porch, and then I watch the kids, and... I didn't have time to try it.
What if you just take it out of the box this week and just put it on the counter and then you'll remember?
Well, I moved the box. It was in the back.
Okay, the box has been moved.
In the front porch, and the box has been moved, but that's about it.
The box has been moved, but the air fryer...
Maybe next week, because this week, you know, I have Easter and Mike's come with his family and Rosemary and Vic and... So okay. I didn't really have time, but, you know, the counter.
Just take a handful of fries and just put it in the air fryer.
I know. Everybody swears by them. They're the best thing.
I know. I don't think it's not even that hard to use it.
I know. You just got to find the time.
Yeah, just give it a try. You don't want to read the manual, probably.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's probably annoying. I know. I don't blame you on that one. I don't want to read any manuals.
I know. We wouldn't even read the manual on a car. The whole way if things are what they do.
Oh, boy. And you can't even get it.
And the car's a year old.
Oh, your new car, you mean.
Yeah.
You're lucky you got a car. You can't even get one now.
I know.
And how are gas prices there in New Jersey? Have they gone down?
Yeah, they've gone down to, I've seen $3.99.
Oh, my God. That would be a dream. Here it's $6.20 still, $6.25.
It never went down?
It's $6.25. We just passed it.
Wow.
I mean, $3.99.
No, they've been going down all week, a couple pennies.
Wow, $3.99 here. I told you, we'd be having a parade. Mm. I mean, I'm lucky I have an electric car. Would you ever want an electric car and you just charge it up at home?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? I don't drive that much anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
Then you could just, I wonder if people like older than me would want an electric car if they just are, you know, they want the gas engine.
Oh, I don't know.
You think that now last night, you know, we went out to dinner with some friends and it was about an hour drive to get to the place that we went. So I said, I'll drive. And like I said, I have an electric car and I forgot to charge it.
Oh,
so I had about 60 miles when we began our journey. And then we got there, and on the way home, it just kept going down and going down. And then the warning came on. Warning. Must charge your car. We're on the freeway. I'm going 75 miles an hour. I have four people in the car. including myself. I'm driving. And I said, oh my God. So I'm like trying to, if you let your foot off the gas pedal, it charges it a little bit, you know, the car starts to slow down immediately and it charges it. So I'm like trying to charge it on the freeway. Then my friend is looking up charging stations on our way home, but we made it all the way home. But I was literally sweating.
I know.
I was sweating.
If you get stuck on the freeway.
Well, I was like, the car's just going to click and stop.
Yeah.
So thank God we made it home. Did you ever run out of gas?
I don't think so. No.
No. Did you drive a lot when you were a kid?
Oh yeah, we used to drive all over down the shore, and we used to drive down the shore for the night to go dancing. Oh yeah, we used to drive around a lot.
You used to drive.
We'd drive through the towns.
Oh God.
We used to drive you up to Ridgewood, remember?
Oh, and you would go so slow. And we had a Mercury Cougar. Remember that Mercury Cougar?
No, and then we had the big red car, the Chevy. What was that?
Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo. I used to drive you up to Barrow.
It was huge, like a tank.
It was good, though.
Remember how big that car was?
Hi, Kier.
Oh, who's here? Who's coming on to the podcast? My nephew, Kieran. Let him talk. Oh, he just ran out. Looked like he fell. I know. I said it looked like he fell. We just had a five-year-old on the podcast. Well, we can officially say he's the youngest person to ever be on the podcast. And, you know, that's great. He's not a baby mouth, and he's an actual baby.
That's right.
But he eats sushi.
Hey, Kieran, what kind of sushi do you eat?
Let's get our five-year-old.
I don't
know. He forgot.
Oh, what kind does he eat?
I don't know,
he said.
I know, I can hear him.
Yeah.
How about edamame, ask him.
Yo, he likes edamame. You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have that, Mom. It's like peas.
I know, I have it here frozen. I can make it.
But do you ever eat it?
No, I never ate it, but they love it.
But why don't you try it? It's so good.
Kieran
he loves it. I would never think to give a five.
I found some Uncle Jimmy's toys up there.
That's not Uncle Jimmy's toys.
Oh. Whose toys are they?
You see something in the closet that we're not unwrapping.
Oh.
I'm definitely not opening them.
I mean, he's the youngest guest to ever be on the podcast.
You are Uncle Jimmy's podcast. People are going to hear you. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Well, Mom, what are you doing tonight? You have to go watch these kids?
No, nothing. I'm going to cook. We're going to have the fish. And I don't know, just nothing.
And then what about dessert?
Oh, dessert. They always have ice cream when they come.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
With sprinkles.
I just ate an ice cream sandwich.
Uh-oh.
All right. Make sure he doesn't have too much sugar, Mom, because we all have diabetes thanks to Lois's menu.
I know.
All right, Mom. Have a good night.
Okay. Stay safe.
The Baby Mouth theme song is performed by me and was written by me and Jesse Vargas. Jesse also orchestrated, recorded, and mixed the song. The Baby Mouth artwork was created by Tim Quartier. You can follow the Baby Mouth podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Baby Mouth Pod. Tell me about your own personal food nightmare. Have you ever been forced to eat something horrible at a fancy party or on a first date? Is there a food you're afraid to try? I want to know all about your scary food experiences. Email me at babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen and subscribe to Baby Mouth wherever you get your podcasts. And please, don't forget to leave a review.
Baby Mouth!